Hundreds feared dead in the Mediterranean.
We think that they were in the hull of the boat, kind of locked inside.
Terror arrests in two states.
Six people taken into custody.
Boston's marathon, 2 years after the bombs.
The great history of this race is yet to be written.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, hundreds are feared dead in the Mediterranean Sea in the capsizing of a migrant ship off the coast of Libya. Only 28 survivors have been found. It's thought many of those who died were locked inside the hull. CBS's Holly Williams reports from Sicily.
The Italian Coast Guard is still scouring the water for survivors. But nearly 2 days after the boat sank, many here believe more dead bodies are all they'll find. One survivor told Italian officials the 70-foot vessel was carrying more than 900 people, which could make this Europe's deadliest migrant sea disaster ever.
I'm Vicky Barker. The calm waters of springtime have meant thousands fleeing the turbulence in Libya, Syria, and northern Africa have been boarding rickety, overcrowded boats in Libya bound for Italy's shoreline and EU protection.
Italy was expecting this kind of a spike and did put their own program into play, but it couldn't cope with this.
Pamela Falk, CBS News foreign affairs analyst. European foreign ministers have just announced they're stepping up rescue attempts, despite earlier fears that would only encourage more traffickers.
Well, here at home, six people in Minneapolis and San Diego are under arrest in a terror case. CBS's Jeff Pagay says it's an investigation surrounding efforts by young people to try to get to Syria and link up with ISIS.
This roundup of suspects came on Sunday after a joint terrorism task force investigation by the FBI. When asked whether this was part of a plot to carry out an attack, authorities responded by saying there is no immediate threat to public safety.
The Secret Service says a person who made it over the White House fence was arrested last night. As we mentioned last week, the short-term plan is to install spikes atop the fence. Last September, a man with a knife made it over the fence and into the executive mansion. The Justice Department and FBI have acknowledged years of errors in the Bureau's microscopic hair unit, and that resulted in flawed testimony in more than 200 cases, some of them involving the death penalty. Forensic expert Lawrence Kobolinski.
It's crucial that the FBI open up the cases, and they are doing that, thousands of cases, retesting evidence, and in some instances, prosecutors are going to be retrying those people who have already been convicted.
In Baltimore, yesterday's death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, a man apparently injured during his arrest a week ago, sparked new protests.
Those officers immediately need to be arrested and charged. You're dealing with murder.
Baltimore police are investigating, but no charges have been filed. Gray suffered neck and spine injuries. Deputy Police Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez.
We have no physical, video, or any other evidence of an altercation that would have resulted this. So the question is how and why.
In portions of cell phone video from Gray's family, during his arrest, screams are heard. But there are no images of any physical struggle. Police have not made it clear why Gray was taken into custody. Forecasters say it could be a wet Boston marathon. For the second year in a row, there will be high security for the event, and tomorrow a jury will begin to hear testimony in the penalty phase for convicted marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
More than 30,000 participants from 97 countries plan to run in the 119th Boston Marathon. About a million people expected to crowd along the 26-mile route through eight cities, ending here in Boston. Mayor Marty Walsh.
The marathon's a major international athletic contest. It's also a celebration of what we all love about Boston and what we want to share with the world.
Including the city's strength. After twin bombs killed three and injured more than 260 2 years ago, last year's event under tighter security was peaceful. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Boston.
A new analysis from a group that processes tickets for airlines and travel agents indicates summer domestic airfares will be down about $2 a ticket from last summer. Folks heading to Europe will save about $50 a ticket over last year's fares. Kraft Foods says it's removing artificial preservatives and synthetic colors from its familiar macaroni and cheese.
It's simple with Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. Only a nickel a serving, too.
That ad dates back to the 1950s. The product was introduced way back in 1937. But now, out as of next year, will be yellow dyes number 5 and 6. Instead, paprika, annatto, and turmeric will help with color. and the mac and cheese figures to look a little less orange and yellow than it does now. CBS News contributor Melody Hobson says it's a response to changing tastes.
The upstarts like the organic Annie's, you know, starting to really grow. They were up 70% since 2011, while Kraft sales have been basically down about 3%.
Well, CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us one of music's biggest stars is embroiled in a growing online controversy.
Tim McGraw is considered country music's most popular male singer, thanks to a string of number one hits like Shotgun Rider. But his plans to donate all the proceeds from an upcoming concert in Connecticut to the group Sandy Hook Promise has hit a sour note. On his Facebook page, many diehard fans accuse McGraw of abandoning gun rights, calling him a city slicker and a Walmart cowboy. Gun rights activist Scott Wilson says the reaction reflects how much guns and country music go hand in hand.
Fans of Tim McGraw's across the country should know that he has aligned himself with an organization that will and would ban guns of common use.
McGraw says he is a proud gun owner and supports the Second Amendment. In a statement, he added, "I also believe that with gun ownership comes the responsibility of education and safety."
Well, Miranda Lambert won four times last night at the Academy of Country Music Awards on CBS. Automatic won for Song of the Year, but Luke Bryan took the night's top prize. He won Entertainer of the Year. It's April 20th, 420, a holiday for those who indulge in marijuana, legally or otherwise. CBS's Lee Frank is in Colorado.
Celebrating this high holiday, stereotypical potheads, tie-dyed shirts and all, openly indulge at cannabis quality competitions and at public festivals.
Let it be, let us have our celebration, and then be done.
You don't smoke before you have something important to do. You do it when you want to relax, when you just want to hang out.
Tens of thousands celebrated with cannabis over the weekend before today's 420 marijuana holiday, which predates legalized private adult use in Colorado. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
A man who tasted pro success in Denver is getting another chance. Reports say quarterback Tim Tebow will sign with the Philadelphia Eagles and coach Chip Kelly.
He wants a quarterback who can run the football, and that's the one thing that Tim Tebow can do. He is big and he can run.
Reporter Ray Dittinger says despite the fit, the signing's a surprise. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.